Well, good morning, church. Would you stand with us, shake hands with somebody, let them know you're glad they're here this morning, that they braved the weather to be with us in church this morning. This is the day that you have made. Whatever comes, I won't come late. For all my hope is in your name, and now your joy awaits my praise. God, we give you all the glory.
Built on nothing less than shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love.
God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand? Hallelujah. Lord, we rejoice in you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Wonderful Father. Blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. I love that set. I loved all your songs today. Pastor Chip sang all my favorites. But anyway, the one through the storm, wasn't that apropos for today, for those of you who came in the pouring rain, how he's with us in the storm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before you're seated, why don't you, love on several people, give them a warm welcome, and God bless you. Don't do it to Danielle Power because she's soaking wet by her choice from the rain. For those of you who are worshiping with us online, we're so glad that you're here with us. And we trust that you'll be ministered today by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. Amen. Today, you know, when Southern California has rain like this, I mean, it was pouring as people came to church today. Who forgot their umbrella? Raise your hand. A lot of people. We don't carry umbrellas here. It really hardly ever rains. Anyway, it's like a blizzard in other parts of the country when it rains here like this. So anyway, it's great to see you today. Praise the Lord. You braved it through the storm. Hallelujah. We're going to let you know just a couple of things that are happening, upcoming. Today, after the service, is the Foothill Family Fellowship at the food court. And so it will be dry there. They usually meet at, how do you say the restaurant's name? Latias. Latias Mexican over there. And so meet over there after the service for a good time of fellowship. Next Sunday, Terry and Renee Mize will be here. So don't miss next Sunday and be sure to invite somebody to come with you. Let somebody know who's not here today that they will be with us. It will be a rich service, as it always is. Be praying for that service, too, that Brother Terry and Renee, they would have utterance and just minister the what God has for us through them. So that is next Sunday morning. Then, ladies, in just a few weeks, on April 25th, we have our spring brunch of dear friend of mine, Cindy Black. She'll be ministering in worship as well as the Word of God. There will be a spring boutique available that day, and we just have a wonderful time of fellowship and very good food. Be sure to get your ticket today at the information center, if you will. It's good for us to have an idea of how many are going to be coming so we can prepare accordingly. Or you can also get your ticket online as well. I wanted to let you know, we found out about this movie this last week. We had never seen it advertised, and I came across it somehow. We took our grandchildren just for a couple days over to Palm Desert for their spring break. And so the name of the movie is called A Great Awakening. Who has heard of that movie? A few people have heard of it. Yeah, well, anyway, we took our grandchildren to it. We came back over on Wednesday, and we took them to see it at the Spectrum. We highly recommend this to you. It's the story of George Whitefield, who was a very, very famous preacher back in the 1700s, and Benjamin Franklin. It kind of gives their life story as well as how their lives intersected. I asked my 9-year-old granddaughter when the movie was over, I said, "What was your favorite part of the movie?" And she said, how the conversion of George Whitefield. And he even preaches a little bit, you know, some of his sermon is in there. And I just had tears in my eyes often the first half of the movie. It was so moving. We're actually probably going to go see it a second time. So if you haven't seen it, there was so much in that movie I did not know about, you know, I'm sure my husband knew it all. But anyway, I didn't know about. So we recommend, you know, go see it. I know it was at the Spectrum, but I have seen it at numerous other theaters as well. Okay, we're going to ask the ushers to come at this time. We're going to take our morning offering and tithe. And you know what to do. Praise the Lord. I think it was about 2 years ago that the Holy Spirit ministered to me. It's a very simple scripture, you know, where in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." And the way that the Holy Spirit ministered that to me was this. You know, we know the Bible says, take no thought for the morrow. Don't worry. Don't be anxious about anything. And this is how he ministered it to me as far as daily bread. Do you have everything you need today? That doesn't just mean necessarily, you know, the physical things like food, shelter, and all that. It means everything you need today. The grace that you need to do what you need to do. Whatever it may be in life, daily, the strength of God, everything that you need is given to us day by day. And then the Holy Spirit kind of reminded, you know, had me think about my whole life. Have I met your need in each day? And I look back and I go, yes, you have. Doesn't mean that there weren't challenging times. I had challenge. You know, we had challenge, absolutely. But did God meet us and give us the grace, the strength, the provision, and everything that we needed for that day? He did. We might not have known what was going to happen in tomorrow, the very next day, the tomorrow, we might not have known that. But we knew that in that day, he met us and provided. He's El Shaddai. And so then he said, that's why we don't need to worry about tomorrow. Because God is in every day. In tomorrow, guess what? When we face tomorrow, God will be there with us in that tomorrow. And he will give us in our tomorrow, our daily bread. Every day. So all we have to look at is today. I choose to rejoice today, be thankful, be full of the joy of the Lord. He gives me grace today, everything I need for today. And you know what? Tomorrow will take care of itself. And he is in our tomorrows. He's in every tomorrow until we go to heaven. Hallelujah. God is good. So let's just be thankful, amen, every day for what he gives us each day. Amen. Lord, we're so grateful that you give us our daily bread. Hallelujah. For your grace, for your strength, provision, soundness of mind, physical healing, all that we need. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We rejoice in it. For Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. We worship you now with our tithes. We worship you with our offering because you are good and you are faithful. Hallelujah. We live to give. We live every day to look to see how we can bless others in this day, oh Lord. Give us opportunities and we look for them. Make us a blessing, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Fam, after you've had the chance to give, would you stand and worship with us again? Most worthy, worthy of praise, exalted above all things, my God. You are my God. Your splendor and majesty, your wonder fills everything, my God. You are my God. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord Almighty, seated on
worship you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for direction and utterance today in the Holy Ghost. Say it with me, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus came to the earth to make a way for us. He enabled us to be born again, born into the family of God. The church is a family, and there are different seasons, different situations we find ourselves in. Some seasons are more pleasant than others. I want to read to you from folks, in the last year, I've begun to see vision. There are times when the Lord speaks to me for direction for the church, direction to minister the word. And I'm going to share with you a couple of things that I've seen from the Lord. Don't hesitate to say that I don't see the whole picture. And the Lord keeps showing me more and more in certain things. And one of the things that he spoke to my heart during this last year, it's been several months ago now, but the Lord told me that the devil wanted me to retire. We have to be careful in putting our own interpretation on things. But there's no way that I've been able to interpret that other than if the devil wants me to do something, then God doesn't. So I have to interpret that he's not through with me in the church. And I expect a restoration of some of the things or all of the things that I lost sight of in this physical battle that's been going on now for about 15 years. Another thing that the Lord ministered to my heart, I saw a vision of a word that I didn't know. And the name of the word that he showed me was alacrity. I've never heard of the word alacrity. And I had to look it up. And the dictionary identifies the word to mean a cheerful willingness. Well, when I looked it up and saw that, I just normally assumed that it was another way of saying to count it all joy when you go through diverse temptation and such. But somehow or another, that didn't satisfy me. And so I kept digging and researching more and more. And so I found a secondary definition and that was prompt willingness. The manner in which you respond to something. And I knew immediately what the Lord was trying to talk to me about. There have been times when the Lord would speak something to my heart during a service and I wouldn't speak it out. I'm not trying to disobey God in any way whatsoever. But if I'm not familiar with something and direction comes for me to step outside of my normal means of operation, my natural tendency is to be slow so that I don't make a mistake. But that in itself is a mistake. So I made a commitment to the Lord that I would serve him in all alacrity. And the next one that I want to share with you is the simplest of them all. I had a vision where I saw the Lord, and I saw him in profile. And there was somebody that he was talking to. So I was looking ahead toward him. And the thing that I saw was the smile on his face. So I assumed that whatever he was showing to the person he was talking to or ministering to them in whatever way, folks, I don't know if I put this into words, But the smile that was on his face was so captivating. It was so drawing. Then I started walking toward him, and I'm still seeing his profile. But then there was a pause in the vision, and all of a sudden I was in the place where I saw him talking with someone, and he was talking to me. And I've got to tell you, the joy that was on his face, the brightness of the smile, was such a reward in itself. That it transformed my understanding of where the Bible says that what we should seek after is to hear from him, well done, good and faithful servant. I've got a greater understanding now for what that means and the joy that goes along with that. And the joy that is intended to be ours from serving the Lord. I am looking forward with greater anticipation to the things that the Lord's going to do. To the revelation that we receive through the Word. Now, there's something I'm supposed to do this morning. And that is there anybody here that's been diagnosed with cancer? If so, would you raise your hand just so I can see who you are? Would you come down here, please? I have direction to minister to you. That's okay, you can stop right there. scripture says, is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. So Father, we lay hands on our sister. We anoint her with oil, signifying that her body along with her spirit belongs to you. And Father, we pray the prayer of faith over her in the name of Jesus. Be healed now. In the precious name of Jesus, we curse this cancer. We command it to leave her body. Now, Lord, you said that the prayer of faith, the prayer that believes it receives when it prays, you said that the prayer of faith will heal the sick and that you will raise her up. So we thank you for lifting her up, raising her up from this moment forward in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the ministry of healing in the name of Jesus. The prayer of faith heals the sick. And you, Lord, raise us up. And if we've committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we would know the hope of your calling and what are the riches of the inheritance of the saints in glory and the exceeding greatness of your power that works in us as believers, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in heavenly places. Since the prayer of faith says healing is ours, we have it now. We declare that healing is ours. We have it now. Thank you that the stripes of Jesus have already provided healing for our body. We worship you, Father. We exalt your holy name. You are the God that healeth us. Lord Jesus, we worship you. Lord, the greatest joy comes from us serving you. I commit unto you, Father, in front of this congregation, that I will be prompt and willing to respond to anything you put in my heart to do. I thank you for the visions that you've given me, Lord. And I thank you for your plan for us to go from this point forward. I thank you for the healing ministry that you have gifted this church with. Blessed is the name of Jesus. Well, folks, that's all I have direction to do. Father, let this church, let every person in this church see the smile of Jesus that you showed me. Because that in and of itself will bring revival. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We exalt your holy name. Surely you have borne our sickness and carried our pain. But you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. Thank you, Father, for your great plan of redemption. Thank you, Jesus, for suffering on the cross to carry it out. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for quickening our mortal body. Father, I commit to you that I will not even allow the thought of retirement but will follow you wherever you choose to take us. I believe this means that we need to be open and willing to do whatever the Lord wants for us, whatever direction He gives us. Beth, you got anything?
Just as Pastor Mike was sharing what you were sharing a little bit today, I think I shared this in church, but a number of months ago during the service, I got the word pleased. It just was strong in my heart, kind of like how Pastor Mike talked about, you know, seeing Jesus smile. And the word pleased was, it just like came across like God was pleased. And then I thought about it that week, and you know, the Bible says, for without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And then another scripture, and in fact, I just thought about this one recently. I don't know if I thought about it at the time, but when Jesus was baptized, imagine this, a voice came from heaven, thundered. They heard it as thunder. The people that were around Him heard it as thunder. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. A few weeks ago, when Cindy and Janet were here on Palm Sunday, you know, singing, and we had just a beautiful time of worship at the end in the presence of the Lord. Janet said to me at the end of the service, she said, she goes to church all the time. She said, I haven't experienced such a presence of God like that we had here this morning in such a long time. And in that service that morning, I don't think I've said this publicly, I've only told a few people, but in the service that morning, when Pastor Mike was at the very end, when he was praying, it was different. It was the prayer was different. It would be like how we would talk to the Lord in our own private prayer time, you know, where we would just talk to Him about some things, and spoke some scriptures and stuff. I sat there, and it just leaped within my heart. He brought back to me that word pleased, the Lord did. Not as strong as the first time, but He brought it back. And then I'm not going to say this very well, because it didn't come to me in words, so I trust I can put it into words well enough to describe how it came in my heart. But it was a little bit with a laugh. It was like, with the American church things, church is so far removed from what God intended. It's not near as complicated as we've made it. It's us gathering together with a love for Jesus, with those who love Him the same. And hearing the word, polished or unpolished. And it's the presence of God in our midst, in a pure, strong way.
And I just laughed in my heart, and I don't think I can describe it. But it was like how we were having church that day. It wasn't. It's not going to get any earthly accolades. But God was pleased. So as Pastor Mike was describing, you know, the smile of Jesus. Just all those things came back to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
One thing about when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River and the voice came from heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Jesus had not performed any miracles at that point. What God was pleased with Jesus about wasn't his ministry efforts, but his heart. Father, we worship you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for making yourself real to us in every possible way. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Well, that's all I have to do. I'm going to have to learn to quit watching the clock and be concerned about, am I going long enough? Used to be I'd go too long. But I'd rather go just a little bit of time and stay in the will of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing our time together. Thank you for ministering to our hearts and being here in the midst of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with us.